time for Vikings Country with Chad Greenway on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network. Vikings Country with Chad Greenway is presented by Sky Deck Sports Grill and Lanes on the fourth floor at Mall of America. Now, along with Minnesota Vikings linebacker Chad Greenway, here's your host, Mike Mussman.
Occasionally, we have to tell Chad Greenway we are on television here. We do film for that. Welcome to the Sky Deck Sports Grill and Lanes, fourth floor, Mall of America. As you heard the big boys guy here, it's okay to make a little noise here, Sky Deck. Let's have a little fun here.
Good crowd tonight. Good crowd tonight.
Absolutely. Chad Greenway is here, our leading tackler for the Minnesota Vikings. Do you care about stats at all? Is that something that you really care about?
Not really. It's more about wins.
Yeah.
Obviously. But, stats are part of the game. It's part of, it's glorified so much from, media outlets and everything else.
Sure.
And newspapers want to write about it. So it naturally becomes part of your game. But never as important as a win.
Isn't it funny how you won't really care that much about stats, but if you're watching another sports, I know you're a big baseball fan.
That's all I care about.
It's all you care about, yeah.
What's his average?
This guy sucks. Yeah. Look at this.
60 RBIs? He had 110 last year.
No game tonight because it got rained out, actually.
Oh, is that what happened? I didn't see that today.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think what really happened is that they realized, crap, Vikings country's on.
Yeah, they got to listen to it. Tune in.
Yeah, and so we don't
people
want to compete.
Not at the game.
Right, it could knock down numbers.
It's only 30 minutes, so they could have delayed it.
Well, they could have, yeah.
Yeah, but not postpone them, smarter.
But altogether, they did postpone it. I got to ask you this. I was on the plaza, we were doing one of the pre-games, and I heard the guy in the dunk tank. Oh. And every once in a while, those guys got something pretty good.
Absolutely.
And the guy, and I want to ask you the question on this.
Have you ever been in a dunk tank?
I have, yeah. I have.
I was this summer. It was awesome.
They're awesome until you go down, because you never realize that they just filled that up with garden hose water, and it's
exactly.
Not like you got a chance
that
to
is
warm
true.
Up.
Yeah, it was in the summer for me this last summer, and it was like it sat overnight, so it was like nice and warm.
Oh, nice! You had a tepid
good.
One.
Yeah, it was decent.
What the hell were you in a dunk tank for?
It was back in my hometown of Mount Vernon. We were doing like a celebration, and I was in the dunk tank for an hour.
Nice.
Which got like old, because especially letting the kids cheat and like just push it. I'm like, come on. It's like a good workout getting in out of that thing.
Nothing like being flogged at the family event there.
Of course, in Mount Vernon, it's like a big like cow tank. It's like one of those big like 500-gallon cow tanks that the top was cut off.
Which has been used.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. So it was so warm.
Yeah. Just don't suck any of the water in. But he mentioned this. Some kid was up there and is about ready to throw a ball at him, and he just goes, hey, kid, does Chad Greenway know that you're wearing his jersey? And then he made the comment, do you ever think that the players should have a say in who actually wears their jersey?
No. You know what? Take that off. You cannot have that. Just go walk around. If I'm walking through the mall, see somebody, I'm like, no.
Nope, I'm going to have to take that. Can't you be
game,
a Hutch fan?
At the game, just point them out, like the Permar folks. Like, over three. Off.
You know what you should do is you should buy a bunch of like Jimmy Klein saucer jerseys, and anytime you see somebody that shouldn't be wearing 52, just go, here, put
that
this
would
one
be,
on.
You need this. Everybody in the front row that just shouldn't be there.
You're going to have my jersey revoked because that's just not going to play here at all.
Klein saucer. Awesome.
So
the original Viking.
Yeah. I mean, the guy's been here forever.
Yeah, 1,000 years.
He looks like a
Viking.
He
built ships with the Vikings. The original.
He plundered.
Oh, absolutely.
No, oh, yeah, absolutely.
No more heat, more pillage. But
so what's more exciting to you, would you say, here, as we're coming in here to the Carolina Panthers week, leading into the bye week, what's more exciting going into this week? The fact that Ponder hits the field and a new excitement really just took over Mall America Field against the Packers. You could just see it. I mean, if you look at the stats, okay, maybe not all that impressive, but if you watch the game, if you were there, you felt the electricity. Is that more exciting, or is it the fact that the McRib is back at McDonald's?
I heard you talking about this the other day on the camera,
awesome?
Too. I hate the McRib.
But it's such a small window. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't make it better.
You have to go and get one because it's only there until November
14th. That's the marketing plan.
That's what's
and you
so
just
great
bought
about
right
it.
Into it.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't go to McDonald's very often.
Right.
But that is the last thing I would ever get there.
Come on, really?
Nothing but a bunch of fake ribs. Here you go.
That's outstanding.
It's terrible.
The fact that they make the effort.
McRib or not?
What?
Thank you. Thank
you
very much.
All right.
I mean, there's like zero, like no people here like it
so
besides
then,
you.
Okay, so who was excited about Ponder playing last week?
I think there's your answer. And to feed off what you said, even as a player, you could feel that and sense it. You know, and again, it's not like you're holding something against Donovan or anything. It's just the fact that people, especially with the situation we're in right now during this season, which hasn't been going that well, people are looking for the positive. What's the future going to be like even this season?
Right.
And I think just for them to be able to get behind that and be excited about it is great for us as a team. I mean, as a veteran who just signed a new contract, I'm thinking, man, I hope this guy's good.
Right.
Because I want to, you know, I want to win like everybody else. You know what I mean? We're out there working to win. So, like you said, the stats tell one story, but I think it's more about how he played down the stretch in the fourth quarter.
Absolutely.
You know, he had some bad throws in the third quarter, which you don't want to just forgive them because it's his first game.
Right.
But at the same time, he's the type of guy who's going to learn from it, and he's in there working to get better, which is something that's very good.
Well, so, and he did it against the reigning Super Bowl champions.
Yeah, I mean, you look at, you know, they have a good defense and give them their due, but the same is, you know, he came back and battled in that fourth quarter and led to a great drive.
Yeah, and you know, you saw him stand in the pocket and take some shots and still make the throws, you know, and when you see that, that's a guy you want to go and play for.
Well, that's the thing, you know, if he's running around a lot, which he did use his feet some, but yeah. I think he stood in there and made enough throws to be like, wow, I mean, he's got something.
You know, I feel bad for Brian Robinson. I really feel bad for the guy.
The nut shot.
Well, there is that. We'll touch on that in just a second. I was more over going the fact that Jared's not going to be doing his annual Halloween bash. So I know that last year, I mean, he's the reigning winner.
He is the reigning winner. What was he last year?
He went as the Mad Hatter. Not Mad Hatter, but...
Yeah, he was the Mad Hatter, wasn't he?
Was he the Mad Hatter?
Yes, he was. Yeah. I think so.
It was Alice in Wonderland.
It was good.
He was one of the Johnny Depp characters.
It was really good, though.
I heard that it was outstanding.
It was, like, almost too good. It was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now where's
Guess
he
what
gonna,
I went as?
Where's he going to go with that?
Harlem Globetrotter.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Brought the shorts in nice and high.
Oh, beauty.
Wife the same. Had a big wig. It was awesome. It was incredible. Doing tricks with the basketball all night, just knocking just everything over and
beautiful.
Hitting people in the side of the face.
Are you good with the
Sorry.
Basketball at all?
Used to be in high school, but it's been a while.
It's been
a decade.
Yes, yeah. But I was wondering, I'm like, God, what's he going to do? First, he doesn't have the party to go to. But secondly, yes, as you mentioned there, he's going to probably have to go on the cheap just because the fine is going to be probably substantial.
Yeah.
And
it got dished out today. It was 20.
20?
20K.
That's 10 a pair.
That's,
Well, 10 each, I guess. Really
well, it's 12 and 8 because one's bigger than the other one typically. So, if you think about it that way.
That's how it works. Well, you know what the funny thing is? We were talking about it on the show on K102, or my morning show, and Donna's like, well, he should be all right. I mean, he's wearing a cup, right? I'm like, guys don't wear a cup.
No.
And then she's like, but why?
No, I've never wore a cup in football, ever.
Never?
Never.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if that's a surprise to anybody,
What's the reasoning for that? I mean, there's piles. There's nasty stuff that's done in a scrum.
There is, and there's, you know, there's a chance to get hit and everything else, but, you know, you wear something to keep nice and tight and let's go. Not a nut or a cup.
Yeah.
A nut cup.
Right. Kansas City, you took one, didn't you?
That was in the sternum.
Oh, that was sternum.
Yeah, the other soft spot.
Ah, okay. All right.
I got lit up hard on that one.
Because when I saw you go down right away, they're like, I think it's his knee. I'm like, not the knee. He's leaning on right there. I've seen that look
trying
before.
Trying to find oxygen.
So $20,000 he got fined on
20K,
that one.
$20K. Yeah.
But it's all good now. Everything's okay, right? I mean, the apology was accepted and everything like that.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I don't follow that stuff that closely.
Right. That's not something that you really care about.
I mean, I don't know if the apology is like, whatever. I mean, it happened. It's over.
I was thinking right away, I'm like, God, he's going to have to do like the homemade costume that mom used to put you in. Where it's like, okay, either hobo or ghost. Which one is it going to be?
Ghost.
Ghost.
Classic ghost. Yeah, well, my sister-in-law did a blue sheet and spray painted white on it and says it was partly cloudy with a chance of rain.
What?
Yeah, good.
Really?
Yeah,
that's
good.
Pretty creative.
Yeah,
I mean, all in all, I mean, if you're going to go on the cheap there. It was always like...
It cost like a dollar.
Hobo, and it was just like, you know, mom would take like coal and put it on your face, you know, and just like, really, mom?
But Sully was like an 80s, like, rapper last year. Had like tight, like, the swishy pants.
Oh, no.
With like a purple and like blue, like, windbreaker.
Right.
It was awesome.
That's classy.
Yeah, big chain. It was sweet.
So, now, is there any get-together going on this year at all?
Well, yeah, we can't say.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's sort of private, whatever.
So, do you have a game plan then for it?
Zero.
Zero?
Don't have a game plan. Now,
are you
we'll
like last-minute kind of person?
Total last-minute, yeah.
Check
Our friend Heath Farwell's had some really good ones in the past.
He's had some really good ones.
UPS delivery man.
Uh-huh. I saw
that was with the cul-de-sac shaved in, which he pretty much already has. Subway sandwich artist.
Yeah.
With the apron and everything.
Nice.
And what else? Oh, pizza delivery with the hot carrying case. It was awesome.
How did he get the carrying
case?
No
idea.
That's classic.
He went and bought it somewhere. Of
course. Hey, fans, be sure to follow at Vikings Promos on Twitter for information on player appearances and promotions, along with your chance to win tickets, autographed merchandise, and more. That's Vikings Promos here at Vikings Country. Chad Greenway with me. I am Mus. And recently, you had your Manny's event, and it went really, really well.
It did. Yeah, Monday night was an unbelievable turnout. Like, it was over what we ever thought it would have been. And not only financially, but just the way the crowd interacted and supported us. It was really awesome. So thanks to you guys for helping us so much.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I saw this part of the news, you know, because we know that South Dakota, you're like the spokesperson for it, right?
Sort of.
The whole, it's not the whole state, it's Sioux Falls, right?
Technically Sioux Falls.
Technically Sioux Falls. But, yeah, okay, so it resides. So I've heard that. Have you heard this? NODAC.
You love this bit, don't you?
NODAC has decided, I do, I really do. NODAC has decided to step it up just a little bit.
Okay.
Because they decided.
They had the Saucemeister?
No, that would be good.
Yeah.
But no, they went one step beyond that. Okay. In fact, in Williston, North Dakota. You ever heard of it?
I have not.
Okay. It's the most lucrative place in the country to be a stripper.
Ah, is that where the oil fields are?
That is exactly right.
The Bakken Reserve.
$1,500 on a slow night. That's what they get on average.
Wow.
On a slow night.
So what are the good nights?
I have no idea. It's just unlimited there because you got guys.
Are they hiring?
How many hours do these
Honey,
guys actually
busy?
Work?
Hey, why don't you drive up? We could use a little extra cash for the month.
It's a backup plan. You got to have a backup plan.
Man.
The holidays are coming around the corner.
I guess the good thing, they probably get, probably have just strippers knocking down the door trying to get there to work.
My guess is no, though. I mean, it's North Dakota, so my guess is that it's not necessarily going to be.
You go there and work for a month, make some cash, and get out.
You're in the middle of nowhere in Williston. You know,
I don't know.
These
never
guys,
been in that world. I don't know what
these guys
what the thought process is.
All day long, they got tons of money on their hands.
They do.
Nothing else to do.
At
strip
night.
Club.
Yeah.
You ever find it strange?
Wouldn't
not that
be,
you've ever
you think,
been to one.
Wait, do you think if you're a stripper though, do you want a big crowd or a small crowd? Because obviously it comes with tips, but then obviously you have to dance more.
That's true.
I'm guessing. I don't know.
Well, and then I also heard this that they want to do like a flat tax on strippers. So you'd you'd have to pay like a 6 cent tax. Where are they going to put the 6 cents?
Where do you read this stuff?
It's a buck
six. Where do you get your news?
Where on earth can you put that? Are you going to have a stripper with one of those little chain things, you know, the change deal?
Credit card machine? Oh, yeah. Ting, 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 ting. Here's your six back.
Maybe in the stripper shoe you could actually have like a little slot there, you know, so you could just put the change in that.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Sure.
Why not? This is a weird thing, though, and this has happened to me only once because I've only ever one time been in a strip club, honest.
You have an imagination.
The one time I was in there, the one thing I really realized, I'm sitting there and I'm looking around, I'm like, look at all these creeps.
Yeah, and you look
as
at yourself.
As if I wasn't one of them. I totally disassociate. Well, I'm not like these guys.
Jeez, no
this
way.
This is horrible. Who would come to a place like this?
Oh, wait, I'm here.
Oh,
and can
right.
I have a cheeseburger, please?
Yeah, that's right. I haven't seen the sun in 6 hours. Okay, Vikings Country here at Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes. We're here every Wednesday at 6:30. Chad Greenway is the guest here this week. We have a bye week coming up here next week, which is exciting only because it almost felt like a win. Even though we lost, it almost felt like a win. The energy was there. The game was there.
It wasn't a win.
I know, but there was 4 quarters where, third quarter was a little rough. But it was close. I mean, there was a shot all the way down to the end. You go on the road. If you get a win against Carolina, you go into the bye week, we got some serious positivity that could be coming around the corner back against
the
Pack.
Well, I like your thought process. I like that. I mean, it's nice, but the fact is we have to go get wins.
That's true.
It's good to feel good and be all warm and fuzzy, but that doesn't get you anything.
We're going to break it down in the second segment here. That's going to be our scouting report where that comes in. All of that coming up on the way. Vikings Country with Chad Greenway here at Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes is on the Fan. Country here at Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes, fourth floor, Mall of America. That's right here. We got a great crowd that's hanging out with us. 6:30, we do this every Wednesday. You can come on out. We flip-flop between Chad Greenway, who's with me here this week, and Jared Allen, who will be back again Packer week because we lead into the bye week. Carolina this week, our scouting report here.
Yeah, I'll be pheasant hunting next week this time.
Nice.
Excellent.
Heading back home?
South Dakota. Not home, but South Dakota.
Yeah, yes. you got a plot of land, and that's...
We're going to a resort called Sutton Bay, which is in the middle of the state, north of Pier.
Nice.
So be excellent.
Very nice.
Excited.
So now, is this one of those that you actually don't have to hunt yourself? They just basically pull
the birds
off
for you? Like where they knock them, you know, spin them around, get them dizzy, then you go out there and just like club them with your guns. You
No.
It'll be
where you
could
actually call
deal.
Them in.
Yeah. Wait, this is peasants?
Was this one a pet? I'm not really sure here. That would be fun for you, man. I know that how much you love to get outdoors and do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, just be out there and just be away for a little bit, a couple days.
Nice and quiet.
Be easy. Yeah.
What's more of a spot where you can really focus? I mean, in that loud crowd, because I would bet that you can kind of tune that out, and it just there's some bit of a calming that's there
at the game.
Yeah,
nowhere.
No way.
Then you have like, especially when I wear the headset for the defense, then you have like the coach yelling at you as well with the crowd, and it's third down, you can't hear, but you need to like defend against Aaron Rodgers. It's not all that fun.
So when players say that, the whole, you're going to block that out, I don't even hear that.
No, you do mentally, but you constantly hear it. You just have to, like, focus.
Do you catch every once in a while somebody in the crowd that just fires off something that was actually pretty sweet and makes you laugh?
It depends. I mean, you know, it's like on the road, especially, like, you know, when their offense is going, it's quiet, we can actually hear something.
Yeah.
But at our place, it's a lot too loud on their own defense, so you can never hear anything.
Right. How about, like, for trash talkers? Who's the best trash talker in the NFL? Did somebody just really cracked you up?
Wow.
I mean, where you almost couldn't be mad at the guy just because, like, that was pretty good.
It was, like, pretty good, yeah. Man, I'm trying to think. It's just so hard when you put me in a spot like that. I don't have a good enough memory for that. I was hitting the head too many times.
Okay, so in a couple weeks, you'll tell me?
Yeah. Maurice Jones-Drew, I remember him. He was pretty good. He talked a lot. And he's, you know, he's a great player, but he's, you know, he's kind of short, so he's like, you know, talking smack and like, really, you know, come on. But, you know, he's a good player. So,
all right, so here we go. This week's Scouting Report is brought to you by Sports Authority, the official sporting goods retailer of the Minnesota Vikings. So you're flying to Carolina here.
Yep.
Now, do you guys have to go through? Do you guys do the regular TSA stuff? Do you have to do
security over at the facility before we get on the buses.
Okay.
And then we go over, jump on the plane, and go.
So you got your own guy who pats you down.
It's excellent, yeah. Oh, I mean, it's still TSA security, but it's not. We don't sit in the line and do all that deal.
Oh, okay. So you don't have to worry about
that. It's pretty nice.
And then, not that this would ever happen to you, but there was a story in the news here that recently happened to this woman. You're going to love this. Apparently, she was an anonymous woman. She packed, let's say, a toy. in her luggage, okay? And so when...
Like a teddy bear.
When she opened... Yes, precisely. Okay. And so when she opened up the suitcase, when she got to her destination, she found one of those inspection notices from the TSA. But better yet, along with a handwritten message that said, and I quote, "Get your freak on, girl."
That's just too much. That would be, I'm sure she'd instantly throw the toy away. Because like... What was done with it?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, at that point. But, yeah.
It's clearly they were, like,
it's your freak on,
checking
girl.
It out. And, like, whoever found it was, like, showing it to his buddies or whatever. Like, can you believe this?
But, you know, you guys play on Sunday, of course, at noon. That'll be kickoff. You'll be taking on the Carolina
Panthers. The scouting report.
Yeah, that whole thing. We eventually get to some of that. But you got Cam Newton. This is a guy who not only – we knew that he was good with his legs, but didn't really realize how well he was going to translate his arm in the NFL.
He is pretty athletic. He's big. He can throw it. I mean, he can run. He's the total package. So, I mean, I guess if anything, he's been playing really good and getting better. So, I mean, it's going to be a good challenge for us.
And Steve Smith.
Monster.
Catching everything.
Yeah, he's a monster. I mean, he's like another guy. He's like, where does he come from? But he's a short guy that just plays so big. So, I mean, he's tough. They're a good team. Good running game. Good running backs. But, you know, what are they, 2-5? 2-4 or something.
Right.
So, I mean, we hope to go down there and try to get a win.
I heard you actually talking to PA about this, that this might be one of the better 2-5 teams that you will ever
play. Well,
you
look at every loss, it's, you know, 7 points or less, you know, in the Chicago game, I think. So, it's one of those deals where it's like similar to the situation we've been in. We've been in every ball game, just trying, we got to get over the hump and win them. They've been in a similar situation. So.
Getting all four quarters.
And the biggest thing is go win on the road. We haven't done that this year, so get that done.
At 1-6, I got to ask you, is it hard? And I know that the really easy answer would be, well, we're professionals, we get paid to do this.
Right.
But is it hard to really stay in it? I mean, especially as a team, because does it make the team closer? Or do you find more over this, I'm doing what I can, I'm doing my job, does it divide a little bit more?
I think it's hard to, when you constantly, when you're doing things the right way, because we've been practicing really well. We've, for the most part, we've been together, no animosity in the locker room, nothing like that. It's hard to continue to, like, well, next week we've got to do this, and then next week we've got to do that. You know, it's like you eventually are like, okay, we need to start doing it. We need to start winning games and, like, getting back on the right track, and it hasn't been getting accomplished, so... I would say, if anything, you start getting frustrated with just the whole process of, after a loss, you go in, you look at the film, you try to improve, then the next week you try to improve on that, and then the next week is something else pops up. It's something different. So then it's like you go back to the drawing board the next week, and that's just the way it seemed to go. So it's almost about getting out of that rut and just looking at it from anew and like just moving forward from there. So, but it has to start with a win and then stringing two together and just going, you know, that positive way. So,
are horror films as frustrating to watch as watching film from like this year? Because it seems inevitably, no matter how fast you run, you could be like a world-class sprinter.
Yep.
The guy's just going to walk and still catch you.
Yeah.
It's just so frustrating.
The horror,
you know?
Films.
Yeah.
The best.
You know, and the one irony thing that really just kills me, but then also intrigues me all the same.
Don't open the door.
Exactly. But then why is it that every woman that's going to show her breast, she's got to die? Why is that? It's just immediately after that.
I've never thought about
they
that.
They get like a seven-second window.
Ah,
and that's it. Yeah.
He killed her.
Come on. Are you kidding me? And you know it's just kind of like what the...
Where is your mind?
Like the magician does, you know, where it just flashes something over here so you don't pay attention to what's happening over in the
dead.
Corner. Yeah. And I hate that. And the cars that never start on the first try.
Yeah, I hate that too.
It could be a brand new
car. My car always starts.
Like, yeah, I got one of those, you know, remote starters.
I could start it while running away from the monster on the way to the car. And it would
start. But no doubt your wife would probably be wearing high heels for whatever reason when on the camping trip, and then one of the heels would break.
Well, I just have to beat her to the car.
Right.
Because then the monster will get hurt.
Strippers in Williston could work like an entire year and never have a heel blow, but one time in the woods when you're running away from an axe murderer,
there it goes.
That thing's going down.
It's going.
It never fails. And I think
that's a good way to look
crap.
At it, really.
Yeah. It's really frustrating to me.
The plot needs to be changed.
You think so?
Yeah, the plot is just, it's old.
Yeah.
But people still watch it, I guess.
I know, but it's just it's what you expect that's going to happen.
Maybe people, it's moving towards the Paranormal Activity type of deal, where it's just haunting.
How much positivity, and we I don't want to say moral victory, because that's been thrown out.
You just said it.
I know, but that's just, to me, it's ridiculous, a moral victory. But how much better do you guys feel right now? We touched on this a little bit, but now you're going on the road, a team that's 2-5. You got Ponder coming out here.
Do we feel better?
Yeah.
No, I don't think we feel better. I think we've maintained our focus. We know what we have to do, and we haven't gotten to the point where it's like, man, we're just so frustrated we can't feel like we can just go on with the season. It's
right.
About, you know, Ponder comes in. I think the biggest thing is it charges the fan base. I mean that's kind of what I noticed in the game, is the fan base was super excited about it. You know, and I think in some ways it probably rubs off on you as a player. But at the same time, you know, great, you lost.
Right.
And you still have a miserable week of practice the next week because you're still trying to prepare for the big win. So I think once we get over that hump and get a win, that'll change things.
Kind of like the scary movie where you get to the car, that's a good thing, but then it won't start, you know?
So are you saying our season is like a bad movie?
You get to the you get to the season.
How does it end? We're almost halfway, so how does this thing end?
Well, this show ends right now, actually.
Do I die?
Vikings Country, guys, thank you so much for coming out to Sky Deck. Again, we're back here. A couple weeks from now, 6:30 with Jared Allen right here on The Fan.